Okay. Hi. Good morning. Who was it who sent us that song, Kel?
I think his name was Justin.
Justin found your theme song, Todd. Here it is. Here you go. Here you go, Todd. Say that money with Tightwad Todd. There you go. Saving that money with Tightwad Todd, who's packing all the food he needs to eat on vacation.
That's going on my playlist.
Good God, Todd.
So Todd, we call Todd Tightwad Todd because he's notoriously frugal, you know.
And he finds deals.
Yes.
And you know, you hang with me, you're going to get a deal.
So Rachel, his wife, sent us a picture of his suitcase because he's going on vacation tomorrow. And are you going to have room for clothes? I mean, like, oh, it's all snacks.
It's all food. I've never seen anything like that.
Because Todd thinks that the snacks are going to be more expensive in Puerto Rico, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is there some weird thing about a snack shortage in Puerto Rico?
Maybe there's a shortage on bars, on candy bars. And granola bars. There might be.
He's got Nature Valleys
got
in here. He's got Clif Bars. He's got Z Bars.
I got a bag of Bit of Honey, too.
You are going to be so regular.
You are.
You're going to be like,
am. Wow. It's all good.
You better have bathrooms at every stop, okay?
If you drink the water, you're not coming back. With all that fiber in the water, that's
gonna, like, implode.
Yeah. Gutner down.
Yeah.
Seriously. Wow.
Look, yeah. I'm telling you, everybody's going to come to me. Like,
you're going
to
put
hungry.
The gut in Gutner. You're going to have a leaky gut.
We've got a leaky Gutner on aisle 5.
So wow.
They're going to be asking me for snacks. I know it.
Now, what? Are these for the plane or are these for when you get
there? No, it's when we get there. It's for the plane. It's for the whole time because you never know when you need a little pick-me-up. You know,
I'm serious, though. Where are you going to put your clothes?
They're on the other side. It's a, you know, it's a suitcase that has two sides. My clothes are on one side. The snacks are on the other.
Oh,
with
I see.
My DOP
under
kit,
the zipper here.
Which I just learned is a DOP with a P kit
right.
And not a DOB
kit, yeah.
With a B.
It's so basically another way for men to say toiletry bag without sounding gay.
Interesting.
Okay, so you know what I say? Toiletries. Because
yeah.
I don't care if I sound gay, because I am gay. So
I've never
heard
that.
It's my toiletry bag. Oh, no, this is my DOP kit.
Yeah, never ever have I heard that.
And all my Clif Bars.
Well, it'll be right next to my Snicker Bars, so I know what it's going to be.
Oh, my God. You are so funny.
Yeah.
So, well, actually, you know what? I appreciate having Tightwad Todd here for this segment. My partner Tim has bought a seventh pair of the same white sneakers. Now, I'm only slightly exaggerating when I say seventh. It's really fourth, I think.
Okay.
Is the first one worn out already?
Not really.
Or are they still good?
But they get
they're
dirty easily
because
they're
white. They get dirty. He has an obsession with white sneakers. They're all the same style. And he gets all excited. He goes, I got a new pair of shoes. And I'm like, oh, boy. Okay. And he takes them out of the bike. He goes, they were on sale. 50% off. I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. And you know, okay, so I include that piece of information just Tightwad Todd. Say 50% and he opens a bump and I'm like, it's the same shoes you have, but new. It's the same. You keep buying.
Huh.
And he said, I know, I just have a thing for white sneakers. I was like, you have a thing for the same white sneakers. They may be different brands. They look exactly the same. And I said, how long has this been going on? He goes, well, at one point I was up to 10 pairs. I was like, this is a problem.
Wow.
It's kind of a problem. You're going to need to put another addition onto your closet.
Seriously. Like, if I buy another pair of shoes,
yeah,
I want to buy a different pair. So I have this pair.
So you have variety.
That pair. Yeah, variety.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got four pairs of white sneakers. Like, he's like, I don't know which ones I should wear. They're all the same.
White shoes are very, white sneakers are very in right now.
Well, right. But,
but
you don't, that doesn't mean you need seven pairs
of
them.
No, I agree. Are they washable?
No.
Okay.
And like leather or something.
So does he like come out of the closet? You guys are getting ready to go out and everybody's
yeah, he
doing
did that
your
last
hair.
Year.
You're doing your hair and then he comes out with like three of these white pairs. He's like, which one should I do? Does it look good better than this one? How about this one?
He does not. No, at least he'll just put them on. I mean, and they go with every outfit, really. I mean, unless you're wearing white pants.
I can picture him with what he's wearing. And yes, he does always wear
those. No, it's a cute look.
And
don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love the look. I think he's super cute. You know, I love him to death. I think he always looks cute.
Yeah.
And these shoes work great for him. I just don't know if he needs seven options of the same shoe.
Yeah.
Can you wear all white sneakers pre-Memorial Day? Is that allowed?
I think they threw that rule out.
They did.
Yeah.
They did?
That used to be, it was white shoes. Yeah, white shoes. Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Right, that's good. That's good for Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that, yeah, they don't really care. But there's like what they call winter whites. Like you have winter white coats and winter white jeans. And yeah, I don't think that's a rule anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. But people used to get really angry about it.
You can't wear white shoes after Labor Day.
That's not true anymore.
Yes, it is. Didn't your mother ever tell you? Now you know.
No, please. Fashion has changed.
No, it hasn't.
It's from this movie, Serial Mom.
Wow.
I don't know. I watched that when I was in like eighth grade or something, and I was scarred forever by it. It's kind of a dark comedy.
I think
I want to say it's Kathleen Turner, but anyway. Sorry, side note, tangent. Okay, what does your significant other have way too much? Like, your partner keeps buying what? 792-6278. Like, your partner keeps buying snacks for Puerto Rico, for example. one example.
That was funny.
You guys would appreciate my snack drawer.
I know.
All right. I got everything in there.
He's got everything.
I got something for everybody.
Yeah. There is no way Tightwad Todd is going to starve on vacation. Okay. 7-9 Coast. Your partner keeps buying what? 792-6278. Devin's partner all into tie-dye everything. Tie-dye shirts, tie-dye crystals. She's becoming a hippie.
That's funny.
Plants. Oh, yeah, there's plant people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bird feed. Bird seed.
Right. Jay and his bird seed.
Yeah, he just bought more the other day. I'm like, seriously?
I'm thinking about it now.
I was reading a thing there's some songbird salmonella outbreak.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's hit Maine yet, but in other parts of the country, they say you're not supposed to put your bird feeders out because the songbirds gather and they spread the salmonella. So,
what?
Yeah, I swear to God, this is a real thing. I was reading this on, Jay and I read the same bird blog.
if someone doesn't get you and Tim a birdhouse for your housewarming, they've missed the mark. That's all I'm saying. I feel like Jay is already looking
Jay
into it.
Jay has ordered it already. He's probably actually booked a class on how to build one, so it'll be a custom,
Hey, guys, this is just directly from me to you. That's what I pictured happening.
That's going to be his side hustle, Big Jay's birdhouses. 7-9 Coast, your partner just keeps buying what?